Yo, what's up?
Yeah, let me have a red hot with some mustard and two napkins. Oh, and let me have that Fast Freddy's Castle of Common Sense podcast, too.
A what?
I don't know. It's part of that Two Guys Talking podcast network, something.
Huh?
I don't remember.
Why don't you take a walk before I brain you?
Oh, all I want is a hot dog and a podcast.
Go on, take a hike. Come on, I got people to feed.
I want a red hot podcast. Jeez. Cut me down to science, telling dirty lies.
Come on in and kick back for a bit. Join me around the fire. Take the chill out of your bones. This is the Straight Scoop. After months of research, auto manufacturers' archives, and the U.S. Patent Office, finally able to find the original plans 75 mile per gallon carburetor that the oil companies and the car manufacturers had paid not to build so that they could make more money. After painstaking homework, we've been able to build one, and I have installed it on my 1985 Chevy Impala. Took our first big trip with it last month from Chicago to Atlanta, and guess what? We got 68 miles per gallon. Wow. Stopped for gas in Indianapolis, and as I was waiting to pay, I glanced at one of the dollar bills in my hand, discovered that there were secret symbols on it that, as I properly translated them, told me that the Masons had contracted with the CIA to distribute cocaine to all of our inner cities in order to hold African Americans down. When I reviewed other bill denominations, I found that the $10 bill had info on monthly meetings of the Knights of Templar and the Skull and Bones for the purpose of holding all little people down everywhere in the world. Further research at our local library has confirmed that part of this plan included a plan to kill John F. Kennedy by President Johnson and the Mafia in order to keep the Vietnam War alive and allow gambling in Cuba. An interesting aside in my research, if you save up 1 pound of zip strings from any brand of chewing gum and send them in, you can get a battery-powered pogo stick for any one-legged person, or a seeing eye dog for a blind veterinarian surgeon. I was bringing all of this incredible information to press, but someone broke into my files last month and ate all my research. In the process of trying to reconstruct some of it, I found that over 200 people who knew some of these same details have now become deceased because they knew Elvis was still alive and living in Thailand. Watch your back, my friends.